We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Benita Simmons. Benita, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I trust that you're doing well, sir.
I am. Benita, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I have a friend who every time there is a funeral, she says, "Well, Benita, I guess no one's going to ask you to do the prayer. They're going to always ask you to sing." So anytime I go anywhere, basically, even though I am an ordained minister, most of the time, unless I'm speaking at a women's conference or a special assignment to speak, I'm always asked to sing. And I'm one of those singers that you don't have to, you know, kind of please, please, please. When I go to our local Chick-fil-A and some of the girls know me there, they say, "Now, you can have it, but you got to sing us a song." I said, "Well, what do you want to hear?" And wow. Then I'll just sing something like Amazing Grace, or I'll sing, you know, whatever the latest song is out at the time. But something about Benita is she loves the Lord and she loves to minister music. And that's just it.
The song, The Way We Were. How, that Barbara Streisand song, how are you connected?
Well, when I was in the fifth grade, we had our teacher, the late Mrs. Hokie Shepherd. She had been killed, and this would have been some years, you know, after the fact. But at this particular time, she was retiring. And at that time, there was a little buzz that, you know, I could sing. I was in chorus. And I was asked to do The Way We Were. And I'm the type of singer, when I hear it, I just kind of meditate on it, and then I put myself into it. I think they say it best like this. I own it, so to speak. You know, I want, when I sing a song, whether it's a cover song or an original, I want the audience to feel that I was speaking to them, but more importantly, that God was saying something to them specifically. So when I sang The Way We Were in the fifth grade at 10 years old, it was a real, real situation. That's all I can say. There wasn't a dry eye in those first three rows.
From 10 years old, moving up a little bit, only at 12, uh-huh. Okay, Tried by Fire.
Oh, Tried by Fire. You know, if there was ever an entrepreneur, I'm the one, because Tried by Fire was my first group. I had three background singers, and I think it was three or four band members, all of whom were older than I was. Now, unless you are anointed or you have some money, most of the time people don't listen to children, you know? And mm-hmm. So one of the things I can go ahead and tell you, I didn't have any money, but the okay. Holy Spirit was really prevalent in my life, and my band members, they could see that I wasn't one of those a typical 12-year-old that was just, you know, doing something just to pass the time away. I really loved the Lord. I was sold out to my craft. I didn't mind practicing, and they didn't mind being a part of what I was doing. And so in the eastern part of North Carolina, we opened for many, many gospel greats, such as Shirley Caesar, the Jackson Southern Airs, Luther Barnes. The list goes on and on and on. But I'm just very thankful that even at a young age, there are people that were surrounding me that could see that there was something special about my ministry. And so I thank God for that.
As an independent artist today, what do you have on the plate?
Wow. What I have on the plate is, first of all, servanthood. And, you know, being a servant is so vast because I am a mother. I have two teenage sons. I have a husband who supports the ministry that God has entrusted to me. So, of course, I make sure that our love walk and is like it's supposed to be, and that we are in agreement with the things of God, and that's the things that I want to do. I'm thankful that my husband, I tell people this all the time, he still allows me to dream. I'm a grown woman. Please know, I'm a grown woman. But he allows me to dream like I was a little girl. And he also recognizes the power of God that's in my life, so much so that he doesn't mind investing. And so I have to be very cautious of that, because I don't want the enemy to come in and blindside me as it pertains to my family. So I'm very cautious about how much I go during the week and what I do as an independent artist. At the same time, by the boys getting older and not so much wanting mom to be around all the time or to hang with mom all the time anyway, I'm able to be a little bit flexible in my travels. And so as an independent artist, I'm thankful that I can hear the voice of the Lord. And most of the time, we can go and minister at various places, different cities, different states, and can get back within a day or so. So I have a lot on the plate, but it works itself out.
The song Breakthrough, tell us about that.
Wow. You know, I met this young man, Mr. Reginald Midget Jr. He is from New Bern, North Carolina. Unlike myself, I believe Reggie was born and raised here. I've just been here 22 years because this is my husband's home. Well, Reggie is a preacher's kid, and some years ago, maybe about 3 years ago, he called me and said, "Benita, I got a song for you." I'm like, okay, Reggie is one of those who's very influential in the gospel industry. He plays for Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Singers and the Alabama Girls, and he plays for a lot of people. And so he's very talented, a very great producer. And so when he said he had a song for me, I'm like, okay, let me hear it. And so he let me hear it, and because of my duties with family and community and ministry, we just kind of took our time to record it. 3 years later, on October the 16th, he sat down in my living room and said, "Okay, it's finished." He hands it to me, and from October the 16th to this date, January the 17th, God has been enlarging my territory, and breakthrough has truly been lived and walked out.
Wow. Let's talk about some more of your music. Let's talk about the song Thank You.
Wow. Well, you know, Brother Ellison, I have so much to be thankful for. I am one of those persons that when my husband comes home and, you know, has bags of groceries and everything, I'm like, "Thank you, honey." He's like, "Well, what you thanking me for?" I said, "Because, you know, there's some men that don't buy groceries. You know, there's some people that could care less. I thank you for that." I am 44 years old, and to date, I'm thankful that I never did drugs, never been in any trouble. I've never smoked no weed. And again, now I'm not saying that I was so sanctified that I didn't do this, because, you know, I did a whole lot to go to hell, but I thank God for his grace and mercy. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that most people get involved in that I've never experienced. But I think the most thing that I'm very thankful for, my mom and dad, they adopted me when I was 7 months old. And so I don't know who my biological parents are, but I'm thankful that they loved me enough to say, "You know what? We can't raise her. We want her to have a chance at life. And we love her so much that we're going to give her to someone who wants to give her that." And my mom and dad, they did that and beyond. And that's why I'm so very thankful.
How important is your music ministry to you?
Well, I'm certain you may have heard this before, but I am, let's see, my music ministry is so important to me because it is therapy. There are days when I don't feel like saying hallelujah. There are days when I feel like, am I good enough? there are days when I feel like, what's the use of going on? But then there's a song that God reminds me of. There's a melody that I can start singing. There is a hymn that I remember as a child, and it gives me that push that I need for another day, for another moment, for another second. And that is the reason why I'm so sold out to this wonderful genre called gospel music, because it is good news. It is good news. I have to let men, women, boys, and girls know they can't give up. God is still working miracles. He's still saving. He's still restoring. He's still bringing back relationships. He's still putting back lives. And so my music means everything to me because it is truly lifeline. It is hope. It is joy. It is kingdom.
When can we expect the breakthrough album?
Well, we're working real hard right now, and I'm going just to predict that you will be able to receive it before the fall of 2016.
Sounds great. Now, with the advent of social media, tell everybody how they can connect with Benita Simmons and find your music.
Well, you can, let me see, you can go to Facebook. I have a Twitter account. And my website is www.BenitaBernieSimmons.com because my stage name is Benita Bernie Simmons instead of just Benita Simmons. So my website is www.BenitaBernieSimmons.com.
It is our guest, Benita Bernie Simmons. Benita, it has been a pleasure. Thank you. May God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you so very much for having me tonight. God bless you as well.
God bless you. Our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight again, Benita Bernie Simmons.